Madam Sirlin, thank you for your questions, and I'll be answering what you asked about freedom of association. The guarantees in France are quite old in our law, from 1901, and it's a fundamental principle recognized according to the jurisprudence of the Constitutional Council. But under the pretense of this fundamental freedom, some associations or groups might be causing serious trouble to public order, appeal to hatred and discrimination, or even promoting behaviors that are against the fundamental principles of the Republic. You mentioned two legislative provisions that try to address that concern, and one of them is a dissolution measure. On the first one, the law of 2021 created a Republican contract which compels the organizations and associations that want to receive a public subsidy or to be recognized as associations to respect the principles of the Republic, and that commitment, which is part of the Republican commitment contract, points out the principles that already have legislative or constitutional standing, such as, for example, freedom, equality, and fraternity, civility, and dignity. And if these principles are not respected, then the association can have the public subsidy withdrawn. The Constitutional Council, as well as the State Council, have confirmed that this is not an attack to the freedom of association for three reasons. The first one is that they signed a Republican contract asking for a public subsidy. So it's not about having conditions on how the association is going to operate. Then there's the decree, which has very well defined obligations to ensure that there is no arbitrariness. And lastly, the withdrawal of the subsidy has sufficient guarantees. And since you mentioned a concern about any potential remedies, I'd like to say that decisions taken on this by the administrative authority do have a review by the judges. A dissolution, however, is much greater, given that that means that the association will no longer exist, and it is really an exception, and it has specific legal grounding. It is only proposed when it is necessary and proportional, and that's why it only happens at a high hierarchical level, because it's the President of the Republic that by decree in the Council of Ministers announced the dissolution of a association. The law and domestic security code lists cases under which a dissolution might take place, and the law of 2021 did amend that list of cases. And I say in order to broaden the list of discriminatory measures that might lead to a dissolution. Now, discrimination on sexual orientation can be the case for dissolution. That wasn't the case before, but that's what you mentioned. In order to dissolve associations that lead to armed protest or violent actions against people or assets, that was the provision that was concerning you. So on this, the State Council, I can tell you, we have our interpretation of that provision, and the severity of the attack of by dissolving an association is such that it is only done on rare cases, only when there can be a serious threat to a public order. And more broadly, dissolution of an association is submitted to the review of the Council of State to ensure that it is lawful and that the legislative provisions are compatible with the freedom of association, which again is only curtailed when the public order absolutely deems it necessary.